Tom C. McKnight Jr., I'm dictating a neurological report on Kenneth Cooprider, COOPRIDER. Address is 779 Portal Drive, Chico, California, 95973, phone 530-228-6685, ID is XXX XX 8439. Date of birth is February 23, 1951. This is a 71-year-old retired engineer. Insurance is Medicare / Anthem, PERS Platinum. Pharmacy is Walgreens East Avenue. It's addressed to Dr. Roy Bishop. MD, Family Practice, Argyle Medical Group, 100 Independent Circle, Suite 100, Chico, California, 95973, phone 530-899-0130, fax The clinical indication, neurological evaluation with history of difficulty with hoarseness, subparagraph reported some difficulty with swallowing, subparagraph additional history of gastric reflux. Subparagraph, history of migraine with aura. Subparagraph, previous history of lymphoma of the small bowel. Subparagraph, findings of right bundle branch block. Dear Dr. Bishop, thank you for referring Kenneth Cooprider for neurological evaluation. With his history of recurrent hoarseness and difficulty with speech, subparagraph, he describes episodes lasting 30 minutes to an hour when they occur without warning, exacerbated by continued speaking, relieved by rest, and recovery within an hour. New paragraph, he has a history of slight tremor. Subparagraph, there's a suspicion of Parkinsonism. Subparagraph, his neurological examination, however, does not identify inducible neuromuscular resistance or rigidity. Paragraph, he gives a history of a ENT evaluation possibly 4 years ago where he may have completed an esophagram, subparagraph. That test may have been positive, but he does not indicate that he was given any particular treatment. He also has a history of remote motor vehicle accident. And some history of headaches that are infrequent. New paragraph. His neurological examination is otherwise normal. New paragraph. MRI of the cervical spine with four 3D reconstructions completed on April 20th, 2022. Was essentially normal except for minor disc ossified complex narrowing at C4-5, C5-6, with normal paraspinous musculature and soft tissues. Brain MR imaging on April 13, 2022 showed minor paraventricular ischemic white matter changes that were unenhancing. There was only a trace of volume loss in the basal ganglion. Thalamus, but there is decreased volume of the cerebellar gray matter. He denies a history of alcohol use. There was evidence of slight progression of atypical left maxillary sinus retention cysts, recommending follow-up paranasal sinus CT. New paragraph, he gives a history of chronic back pain that is currently being well managed by his report. Subparagraph, lumbar MR imaging on February 11, 2021. Showed moderate to severe left neuroforaminal stenosis and moderate right with trace grade 1 spondylolisthesis at L5-S1. Subparagraph, displacement of the right exiting L4 nerve with right lateral recess stenosis and moderate to severe right neuroforaminal stenosis seen at L4-5. There is contact to displacement of the exiting L3 nerve with right lateral recess stenosis and moderate right neuroforaminal stenosis L3-4. There's left greater than right lateral recess stenosis and minor neuroforaminal stenosis L2, L3. New paragraph. Laboratory testing was completed including carnitine, ACL carnitine, parathyroid, calcium, nutritional assays, sed rate, C-reactive protein, RPR, and an extended myositis-specific antibody panel. And a reflex study. Comprehensive chemistry panel. Thyroid functions. Myasthenia panel, ANA, reflex, thyroid peroxidase, thyroglobulin antibodies, thyroid panel, all of which were unremarkable. New paragraph. At this time, considering his clinical history, findings, and presentation, I don't have an etiology or answer as to why he has recurrent dysphonia other than possible GERD reflux, new paragraph. I'm asking him to return to ENT for reevaluation considering the persistence of his symptoms, subparagraph. By his report, his symptoms have not changed in many years. They're no better and they are no worse. Just bothersome. New paragraph, I'll send a follow-up report when he returns.